everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Forge D20 podcast. I am your host and game master for Tales of Lodrianth, Zach, and I'm here joined by Raph, Hunter, and Dalton as we return back to Eden and continue where we left off on quite the cliffhanger last time. As I will now give a recap with what happened in case you missed it or you skipped it because we did a double audio recording. So basically you heard the guys twice, but only me once. So I'll give a brief recap of what happened. You all continued your little mission that you have going on. You were going to try to find a way to overhear what might be going on in this very important meeting with the web and the spider's legs. And you all were taken to the meeting point, which was at this, which was at the residence of Aspero Cormiendo, who is one of the legs of the spider. And upon reaching this location, you all kind of decide to come up with a plan. Moros and Dalcom are going to, like, you know, try to find some information on their own, see what they can find. And Lloyd, also known as Darius or Sir Lionel, was going to try to listen on to see what this meeting was about. And you all learned, well, Lloyd in particular learned some pretty critical information on what the web's goals are right now. One of them being recovering the lost Arcanium, which was lost maybe 15, 20 sessions ago when, Chorus was still with the group, and they are going to receive this supplementary inventory, from, Lord Exanadir Arvarax, who is one of the nobles of the entire kingdom of Elicor. They are going to use this Arcanium to build a bomb, which is being constructed by Savius, which they are going to use to destroy the Sunside Ward and assassinate every single member of the Council of the Bright Star, except for one, who they said that they need to protect. And with that information, it's pretty easy to conclude that this person is some sort of rat. That would be Lady Blumia, who seems to be working with the web to continue on their goals. Who she is, what her goals are, you have no idea, but this name, it popped up in the meeting. Then one of the last things that you guys learned is about this, you know, big plan that they have is that they're going to be breaking out someone named Declan Miller, who is the individual. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm coming over a sickness as well. You guys learned this information earlier, but that is Devlin Miller's father, who is being held in prison, and they want to break him out. Why they want to break him out, you have no idea why. But that this while this is going on, is obviously suspicious, and who knows what the web truly has planned. But at the end of this meeting, the tides turned a little bit. That failure would not be an option in the web anymore. That Graham's failure to secure two crates of Arcanium that are now sunk into the bottom of the oceans had come full circle, as this enforcer of the spider named Iron Fang executed Graham on orders of the spider, basically right in front of Lloyd. Lloyd was watching from the vents, and while this was all going on, Dalcom and Moros set the manor ablaze, triggering an explosion, causing some members of the web to flee. And as all this chaos began to unfold, some left through the front door. Orthanax, however, decided to crash through the back window. And at the same time, Dalcom crashed through a very close by window, and they locked eyes with one another. And that is where we left off. Dalcom, you see the slime ball that is Orthanax, his messy white hair, as he turns and looks at you with wide eyes. You. And he starts to book it. He starts running.
I'm giving chase. I am flying after him. How close is he? Feet, you're gonna say? All right, cool. I have 30 feet of movement. Let me look at my spells. Do I have anything in my spells that can help me here? I need to be touching him for that. Ah, here we go. I'm gonna cast command, and I'm going to tell him to kneel. He's gonna make a wisdom 15 saving throw.
Wisdom 15. He rolled a 21 as he looks at you, you say kneel, and he says, "No, I don't think I'll be kneeling." And he starts running. Boom. And he bolts it. He is going to... Oh, you're going to fly after him? So right before you're leaving to start flying after him, he's going to point his finger at the construction. There's like, you know, stone and all, like all this wood, right? You know, kind of scaffolding above you. Point his finger. He's going to shoot an arcane bolt at it. And doom! It shoots out of his finger, and this wood and stone begins to come crumbling down from above you. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
The one thing I'm not great at. That's a 15, though.
15. So 15 is a success. You're going to be dodging and weaving through all these splinters of stone and wood as you begin to get closer to him. He's then going to use his bonus action to cast Misty Step. He's going to say, "Well, fuck this." And he disappears. Now I want you to make a... He's going to be Misty Stepping into some shrubbery and some brush. So you're going to need to make a active perception check to find where he is. So why don't you go ahead and do that for me?
That's a 21.
21. All right. He's going to be rolling with advantage. He is out of your sights. You cannot find him for the life of you right now.
Well, there's an issue with that.
What's the issue?
He's still carrying my dagger.
Oh!
I know like where this. He is.
You do know where he is. Even though he rolled a natural 20, by the way, on his roll, you can feel the location of your dagger. It's about 30-ish feet away from you, right at the lining of the brush. He's hiding behind a tree. He's like, "Oh, I hope he doesn't see me." He's going to make an insight check to see if maybe you can see him. You can make a deception check against him to see if you can maybe, you know, kind of make him buy the fact that, you know, you might not see him. He looks like he's like, "Oh, I got away." He doesn't roll any better. He rolls a 6.
So I'm going to fly like kind of towards him, but I'm going to make it look like I'm going past him. So I'm going to let this time now for Morris and Lloyd to do something.
All right. Morris and Lloyd, you all are in, you know, the room just adjacent of where the meeting was being held. Can you guys roll me a perception check real quick?
Perception?
Perception, please.
Okay. Not proud of that number.
It's not a hard roll. It's not a hard roll. Lloyd slash Darius slash Sir Lionel, can you please roll me a perception check, please?
I see fucking... I can see
my god.
Voice. You see everything. You see the gods, brother, with a 24. I'm kidding. Lloyd. You see this all going on in front of you, you know, through the windows. You can see Dalcom kind of flying across, you know, looking for where Orthanax may have gone. But on the other side of the door where the meeting was being held, you hear... Doom! Doom! the sound of like heavy footsteps and mechanisms, you know, on the other side of the door. And then you hear like something is charging up. Dalcom, I'm going to cut quickly to you. What's your AC? Can you please tell me real quick?
I think it's a 19.
All right.
Yep, 19.
Did I not make this guy's stat block? I guess I didn't. I'll have to do that next time. An 18, so this misses. However, shooting through one of the windows from the room where the web meeting was being held, you see, whoom, right in front of your beak, kind of like almost scraping it. So close. If you had taken one, like, flap of your wings forward, even the slightest flap, this probably would have eviscerated you, but a laser beam goes, whoom, shooting across. You look and turn to see where it came from, and you see this hulking, kind of like, arcanic cyborg racing his arm at you. You will meet your maker. I want everyone to now roll me initiative.
It's a big gulp for me.
It's a big gulp.
Oof. Let me... I gotta get this guy's...
Okay, okay.
Don't worry. This is all going according to plan. Guys, I forgot what the plan was.
Zach, could you put mine and Raph's tokens down?
Yes, sorry. And they are going to be a little bigger than normal. For some reason, I am not able to fix this. I have tried plenty of times, but it has not worked.
Are they look fine?
Well, he meant for the size of the scaling of the map isn't correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be kind of like theater of the mind. Like, when it comes to rulers and distancing and stuff like that.
I was, like, slightly behind. Moros was, like, more in front.
Yeah, he was...
I hadn't moved yet, but, Dalcom jumped out, and I think Moros was about to follow him.
I'd be probably right about here by now. I was flying half room.
All right. Let me roll this guy's. All right, he rolled low. What's his? So it's a 5. All right, Moros, did you roll initiative? It doesn't 18. Show on here. It does not show on here for some reason, but I will manually change it. Lloyd rolled a 2. I will roll this guy's initiative. Orthanax rolled a 20. Okay. So Orthanax is going to start us off. Orthanax seeing perhaps an opening with the help of Iron Fang. He is going to... He's going to cast Mage Armor on himself, and he's going to just stay hidden. That is going to be his turn. Moros Omenborn, you can hear the footsteps and the big laser firing from the other side in this moment. What do you do?
If the laser is firing at Dalcom?
It was, yes.
Okay. This is not good. I don't even know what this thing looks like yet, so I'm not gonna assume Moros knows what it looks like. He just hears it on the other side of the door because I think Lloyd was the one actually like looking in, and Moros is just kind of like, "Well, what the fuck's going on in there?" So, Moros will move over to help Dalcom and protect him from whatever is shooting laser beams at him. Maybe it's some sort of magical
Adam Smasher motherfucker.
You know, maybe it's not. Atom Smasher. Maybe it's like some sort of mage. Moros doesn't know what it is, so he's going to move that way. This is not good. I move this way. I'm doing what Morris do. I jump out the window. I'm going to move. I don't even know if I want to get close to it. I'm going to get like, I'm going to get like right here. That's not all my movement. As I move right here, do I spot the thing?
Oh, yeah. You see this big, hulking, kind of like cyborg looking individual with like this silver plating, like dark silver. And he's got these big glowing, not big, but they're like kind of narrow, like very intensely glowing red eyes as it spots you. And there's a gleam in its eye. Another target to meet its maker.
Abomination. By the gods. Morals looks at Falcom, looks over at where Lloyd is. And as he looks at Falcom and looks over at Lloyd, he's going to look at Falcom and say, we need to get the fuck out of here. And then Morals is going to, I'm going to try to defend us with something, like buy us some time.
All right.
We need to get the hell away from here. Oh my god, this sucks. A strength saver, a dex save, the creature gets to choose. That's terrible. That's not helpful at all. He just goes strength and break whatever I do. I'm going to cast... Oh, I'll do it on... Oh, fuck me, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Help me. I'm going to do, I'll do Nature's Wrath. So, Silver Armor, Atom Smasher, Iron Fang. There you go. Iron Fang has to do a Dex saving throw.
You said Dex save, right?
Yeah.
13.
So if he ties, does he succeed?
I believe a tie is a success.
Yep.
All right, well, he succeeds. There's like vines that sprout out the ground and attempt to like ensnare around his legs, and he just fucking pulls his legs right out of it like it's nothing. Morros then looks at Dalcom again. We really need to fucking go. And then Morros starts like backing up very slowly, kind of grabbing down like by his shoulder, like trying to drag him away. Like, come on, we need to fucking run. We're mates meet out here. And then, in my turn, running away or starting to run away.
And this is where Dalcom's turn will come into play. Dalcom, what do you want to do?
So, Dalcom doesn't register Morros being there, and he is flying full 30 feet of movement directly at Orthanax, and I'm going to grab him by the face and cast Bestow Curse. So he's got to make me another Wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, Wisdom save. 17.
He passes. I only have a 15. All right. Then I'll use my bonus action to cast... where is it? A third level spiritual weapon. So.
All right.
Behind him.
So you will cast
your weapon between behind me, him. It and that.
So remind me, does spiritual weapon share initiative with you, or does it have its own initiative?
I believe it shares one with me. Yeah, it's a bonus action on later turns. I can move it. You create four spears within range in a space of your choice, and you can immediately make one melee spell attack against one creature within 5 feet of the force on a hit. Okay, so I can actually roll the attack now.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah. As a bonus action on my later turns, I can then move the force up to 20 feet and repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet of it. So it just costs my bonus action. So that's a 23 to hit.
That definitely hits. Roll me some damage.
This is going to be 15 of force damage.
You take this spiritual weapon as it whoom, slashes right into his back, and he's like, gripping it with one shoulder. You fucking bastard. You can see he's looking at you with this, like, this hate. Like, he's he's trapped. He has nowhere to go, but he's hoping that Iron Fang is going to help him in some sort of way. So is there anything? I don't think you could do anything else on your turn. You're done, right?
It is my movement. That is my movement, my action, and my bonus action.
All right. Well, now it is Iron Fang's turn as he sees you, Moros, and he raises his arm, and you can hear.
Oh,
and you see this red beam beginning to charge, and boom, it shoots right out at you. Let's see if this hits.
Moros doesn't even like try to brace himself. His arms just kind of sag to the sides, and his sword kind of drags on the ground. Fuck
an 18.
Me. And then, yeah, that.
wait, hold on, no. That can't hit. That can't hit. You have the same armor I have.
I don't have the same armor.
We got the plus one. Plate armor.
Yeah, you did. You both got plus one plate armor. Put it on.
We both have 19. Right now. We both have a 19 AC.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Put it on first. I want to see the number. God must see the number.
I just edited my armor class. Numbered it 19. I gave it the plus one because I wasn't going.
I never even did anything with it.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to lie. I just had the number in my head. Because I have special armor on. I have the adamantine chainmail, so yeah. I can't be critted.
Yeah, we
what's the other one?
Swap over to
it's
this
just a
one.
Plus
it's
one.
It's just plate armor.
Plus one plate.
Plus one plate. Yeah, we had a swap over to this armor so we could get into here. This is guard.
Yeah, you guys were Graham's guard. But if it makes it a 19, you're good. If it's an 18, though, it's still going to hit.
It'll make it. We have the same.
What kind of plate armor is it? It's just
regular plate armor.
I can't find regular ass plus one plate armor. I'll add regular plate and say a plus one on it. That's the most I'm going to do. Yeah, it's an 18, so plus one makes it 19.
Cool.
Yeah,
there you go.
Plate plus one, it's a blue.
Cool deal. So
have a 20 AC. I have a 20 because of that ring.
Oh, that's true. So it hits you, the beam, but then it, boom, deflects off your plate armor and goes shooting off somewhere else. And you can see the eyes, the red glowing eyes of Iron Fang, they start to glow. And he's starting to raise his other one. And he's going to now fire another round at you. Ooh, an 11. He completely misses. It goes right, boom, by your head. He's then going to start walking out towards the courtyard and get closer to you.
I put my hands out. We can talk about this.
His turn. Oh my God, it's going to be his turn.
We can talk about this. I'm like totally backing away. We could talk about
this. By the way, I don't think there's any talking. He killed Graham. I think we were next anyways, because we showed up with Graham.
That's correct. Anyways, it is now Lloyd's turn.
I didn't think about that until just now.
Whose turn is it now?
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
All right, I'm going to go out the window. And Iron Fang's the blue circle, right?
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Iron Fang's the blue circle?
Correct.
Okay. I'm gonna engage him.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm...
This is
can't see behind the mask, but Darius is definitely enraged right now.
Oh fuck, we have two bloodlusted members.
And I'm not. I'm literally like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Duncan failed his wisdom save, so he didn't hear what you said.
I'm just gonna attack.
21 hits.
All right. I'm popping my fucking
my shit.
Okay.
I'm putting everything into all my attacks right now.
Go for it.
Oh. Doing the psionic strike, which is extra 1d8. I'm popping both my giants, shit. One is a 1d10. And the other is Storm of Strike, which is a 1d6. And he's going to have to make a saving throw.
A what saving throw?
Hold on. Constitution saving throw.
Con save. 1 second. 19.
All right, he passes.
All right, so you unleash your first strike, swinging your Aflarum blade down on him and giving it everything you've got. Everything that you got in the arsenal, you're giving it to him. He looks at you after the first strike. Weak. Nothing but a scratch.
I just did 20 damage.
You can see you barely left a mark on him, though.
How much health is this fucker packing, Jesus?
Let's assume he is resistant to all non-physical
types of damage. Yep.
All non what?
All like non-magical types of damage. So like, well, I don't know if it could be. He could be resistant to magical slashing, bludgeoning, and resistance too, or piercing as well.
Okay, yeah, because the Aflarum blade is a magic weapon.
Yep, it's a magic weapon.
And it's dealing radiant damage.
So, yeah, I was more meaning if it's dealing radiant damage, fuck. He could still... he's resisting that, dude. Suck.
Does a 16 hit him?
No, that does not hit.
How far away are they from me?
We'll say like 40 feet.
All right, cool. I expend a channel divinity using my reaction to give him a plus 10 to hit.
Ooh, that's a 26, and that will hit.
That is my my guided strike.
12 extra. And then I'm going to use psionic strike again, since it's once on each of my turns. Oh, once on each of my turns.
So that would mean you can only use it one time, right? Because this is a second attack. Or is it one of each of your attacks?
Once.
Oh, okay, never mind. It's once on each of my turns. Never mind.
Yeah. Once on turn, yeah.
So 12 full damage there, and then I'm going to action surge. Does a 17 hit?
The 17 just hits.
Damn, low. I'll go again for my second attack. That's going to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to hit. All right.
Yep.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I'm going all out. I'm slashing at him. I'm enraged. I want him dead.
You just boom, cut. You can see that at first you weren't making any scratches or dents into his armor, but now as your rage begins to be fueled even deeper by your desire to destroy this cybernetic abomination. It's just getting, his damage is getting worse and worse. But we're going to go back to the top of the order, where Orthanax is engaged with a spiritual weapon and engaged with Dalkum. And in this moment, he is going to... Actually, before I continue any further...
Check what Raph just put into the game chat, by the way.
If you hear...
That is
disadvantage
important.
On attack rolls before the start of your next turn. Okay. Well, we're going to do something for the first time in this game. Congratulations, boys. Iron Fang is going to take a legendary action. He's going to use both of his legendary actions and raise his hand on the in the air, and then boom, take his fist and put it into the ground. Lloyd, make me a constitution saving throw, please. Nine is a failure. You are stunned until the end of your next turn as he takes an electromagnetic pink pulse of energy. Boom! And it stuns you in place.
Does Indomitable help with this?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Indomitable, let's see.
I think that has something to do with saving throws, but I might be wrong.
Oh, no, it's Tactical Mind is what it is. Rather than regaining HP or anything like that, I add 1d10. If the check still fails, the use of second wind isn't expended. I think it's a... All right, Tactical Mind. Let's see.
Roll high.
Yeah, no.
12 does not beat, so you are still stunned until the end of your next turn, unfortunately. All right, so that is the end of his legendary action. Orthanax is now going to, on his turn. Ooh, okay. Interesting. Alright. He is going to now summon a blade through magical means. Boom! Into his hands, and then he is going to try to strike you, Dalkum, with this magical blade. A 14. Miss. And then he's going to make one more slash at you. That does not hit either. A 13. As you can see, boom, he misses the first one. His eyes grow wide, like there's panic beginning to settle in. And then he, boom, comes up and tries to hit you with another. No dice. You can see the fear in his eyes. Look, and he puts his hands up. We can make a deal. You don't have to kill me now.
Malcolm says nothing. He's just staring at him.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, that's going to be the end of Orthanax's turn, and we're going to go to Moros Omenborn.
Fuck. There's a lot going on. We need to go, and they don't look rather like they want to leave. So, and I can't let Lloyd get hurt. I see Lloyd is indeed stunned. He's doing the Mortal Kombat fatality, you know, dazed look. Huh?
He's doing the fucking wiggle they do.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and move over there, and I'm going to Divine Smite Iron Fang. And I'm going to use both of my attacks on him. I'm just going to run up and
get your hands off of him, you dirty animal. Just
and start swinging at him. Here is the... Wait, do I have anything else? Make sure, double check. No. First attack. Oh! Oh! Second attack.
Hold on. I'm gonna add... I'm gonna use... Oh, wait, no. It's not back in my turn yet. Sorry. Sorry.
I missed both.
You missed both. As he just, doom, sticks his arm up, blocking your first one. And then you go to swing again, and he just does the same thing and blocking it with his hands. As he's got
my eyes
one
get really
fist
wide.
In the ground, one kind of covering his, him so he doesn't get hurt.
My eyes get really wide. I look at Darius. I don't think this is a fight we can fucking win. We need to go. And then, you know, I'm still like hacking and slashing, trying to help him. Darius, we need to go. And that's the end of my turn.
Dalcom, it is your turn.
Cool. I'm going to raise one hand, and I'm going to point it at Moros. I'm going to use my Blessing of the War God feature to cast Shield of Faith. I do not need to concentrate on it. So it will last on you for a full minute. You have a plus 2 to your AC.
Oh, I have a 22 right now.
So,
body down.
And then, that is my bonus action. I'm going to punch this motherfucker right in the mouth. That's a 25 to hit.
Absolutely. That absolutely
is. He takes 5 damage.
All right.
And that is my turn.
All right. It is now going to be Iron Fang's turn. He's not even paying any attention to Moros at this point. He looks at this man clad in Dectus Guard, and he speaks. You fight like a boy. And he's going to raise his fist, and he's going to try to fucking smash you with his fist. 12 plus 6 is 18. Does that just hit?
That is my AC.
Yeah. So you're going to take...
He has... Oh, wait, no.
7 points of bludgeoning damage. And as he, boom, raises his fist back up, he's going to then point his arm at you.
Remember, wait, hold on. He
has job. Oh, he has disadvantage.
He has disadvantage.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm stunned. Of,
it doesn't matter. It's till the start of your next turn, so it doesn't matter that you're stunned.
I rolled another 18.
Oh wait, yeah, wait, no, you're stunned, so it just rolls to normal. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So
we haven't played with the stun mechanic in so fucking long.
So after he raises his fist, he says, "And a boy shouldn't try to be stepping up to a man." And he points his arm at you, and he's going to try to, boom, shoot you with his rail gun. A 19.
Does he have disadvantage because it's a ranged attack inside of melee combat?
This is a firearm. I'm going to say no.
I mean, does he have the gunner feet? I'm a rules lawyer to save Lloyd's life. That's why I'm asking.
You don't know. That's for me to know and you guys to find out.
that's why I'm asking. I'm finding out. I'm trying to save this man's life.
I'm going to keep that one close to the chest. Okay. Lloyd, you're going to take 12 points of a radiant damage. And he is going to now end his turn. Lloyd, you are stunned, so you cannot do anything if I recall, correct? It just skips your turn? Okay. We're back to the top of the turn order, where it's Orthanax's turn. After he gets punched in the mouth, he is going to... Okay, I think I know what he's going to do. He's going to look you dead in the eyes, Dalcom. And he's going to say... Stop attacking me, please! And you see his eye, boom, begins to pulsate. I need you to make a... Jesus. Wisdom saving throw. He's going to cast Hold Person on you.
The 17.
A 17, that succeeds. That succeeds. You are able to withstand the effects of his spell. And he sees this, and you see the panic growing even more on his face. I'm not going to last much longer. He starts to speak to himself, and he looks at Iron Fang. And then he looks at, you know, how things are going over there. It's looking up for him, but not up for Orthanax. Is he gonna do anything else? He won't. He's gonna be banking on Iron Fang to take out these two guys ASAP to try to help him out. Moros, it is going to be your turn now.
We need to fucking go. I want to help Darius. He's still stunned, so I look over at Darius. I'm like, Darius! And then I once again go two attacks on Iron Fang. Divine Smiting if I hit.
He's going to First use part. His reaction to use a reflexive 25. Dodge. You are going to have disadvantage on this roll now.
Okay, well, 25 on the first roll. 14, fucking bitch.
14 misses.
Yeah, we've been there since I last used my reaction. So now I'm going to use my reaction to make it so that he succeeds.
Okay, so...
of my channel divinity.
As you swing, doom! It kind of, your greatsword gets lodged into this, like, steel structure of his exoskeleton. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
All right, well, let me do my Divine Smite first. Divine Smite damage? Where is it? Here we go. 3d8. That's the first two, and then one additional d8. And then my actual damage. So 13 radiant damage. And then 12 slashing damage. And then my second attack. Divine Smiting again. Nice. 14 on that first 2d8s.
All right.
Of the Divine Smite. So 18 radiant damage on that one. And I'm like trying to cut through his arm. I'm just trying to cut his arm off at this point because he's trying to, you know, block the shots with it. So I'm just like chopping into it like it's a tree trunk. 12 slashing damage. That's a lot of damage. A
lot of damage. 25 and then 30 damage. 55 damage there.
Yep.
Get your fucking hands off of him! And I'm just...
Well.
And then I look at Darius and say, please, Darius! We need to fucking go! And that's the end of my turn.
All right. We are now going to go to Dalcom. Actually, before that happens, I'm going to have our buddy use another legendary action. That hand he was blocking with for your attacks at first that have now penetrated his skin, he's going to fully extend his arm, and his fist is right in your face. And you see it's beginning to charging up a nice, little beam of energy towards you. And that is a 19...
Yeah.
That does not succeed.
I have a 22 AC.
Yeah, I have a 22.
Nice. nice. As it, doom, hits your sword, boom, just deflects and hits the building, causing a fucking doom explosion of rubble beginning to come down onto the three of you. Can I have you all just make me a dexterity save, please? Not all three of you. I'm at Iron Fang, not Dalcom, just so I could clarify.
Okay, I was like, oh god, I'm really far away.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
20 for Moros.
Success from Moro, success from Iron Fang, and a super success from Lloyd with a 20. It just bounces off of each of you, doesn't hit you in the head, just bounces off of the armor that you guys have on, so it doesn't deal any damage to you, as you all are now surrounded by rubble. It is now going to be Dalcom's turn, after that legendary action was proven to be a failure.
All right. First things first, I'm going to punch him again. Okay, first, does that hit?
No, it does not.
Cool, I will then expend my last channel divinity to give me a plus 10 to that.
All right, so 24 does hit.
So he takes another 5 bludgeoning damage.
5 bludgeoning damage, okay.
And then I will use my bonus action, because he's still alive, to swing my spiritual weapon at him. That's an 18.
18 will hit.
So 2d8 plus 4, that is 18 points of damage.
Oh my god. Another, boom, big-ass laceration on his back as he lets out a big scream of pain. Iron Fang kind of looks in his direction, but doesn't do anything about it. Is there anything else that you want to do with your turn, Dalcom?
Nope, that is my turn.
Before our friend Iron Fang goes, who here is the highest passive perception out of everybody? Just call out your passive perception.
17.
He does.
Okay.
He does. 16.
Dalcom, you hear it first. The sound of a flintlock. Doom! And then you see these blue missiles beginning to fly through the air towards Iron Fang, and each pierce his armor. 3, 4, 5. So 13 plus 5 is 18 points of damage. As multiple magic missiles, boom, pierce the exoskeleton of Iron Fang, and you can see his eyes get wide, and you hear him speak. Damocles. And it is now going to be his turn, as he sees just one person can potentially change the tide of this battle, as he is not looking great. Orthanax is looking not looking great either. He turns to Orthanax and says, "You're on your own. Survive and prove you're worthy of the spider's loyalty." And he looks at his wrist, clicks a couple of buttons, and he turns into nothing but this pink light and he suddenly disappears. He is gone. It is no longer his turn, it is Lloyd's turn. Lloyd, the individual you wanted to kill is no longer in front of you. What do you want to do? What's going through Lloyd's mind?
Well, he's standing there kind of in a daze. But then, Morris is looking, so he'll see this. Darius's head shifts slightly to the right, looking at our good friend over there. I throw my sword and I use my telekinetic movement to plunge it his way.
Ooh, that's sick. I like that. Okay. Go ahead and roll me an attack with your sword.
Wow.
11 misses as it just goes right past his head.
I have my ability to
All right, extra attack. I'll do this. I just can we just do this thematically?
Yeah, thematically, it's just like one boom, continuous movement.
Let's see if it hits.
Sure.
All right, so I went past him, and I pull it back.
Ooh, that's sick, actually. Oh, and it whoop, comes right back. All right, let's see how much damage you do. All right. Nine.
Damage. I'm going to pop my other stuff. My Psionic Strike, my Strike of the Giants, Storm Strike, and Fire Strike.
Holy fuck. That everything?
Yep, that was everything.
Tell me how you just eviscerate him from the plane of the living.
Well, as mentioned earlier, I kind of tossed my sword and then commanded it to fly towards his way. It missed initially because I'm still enraged. I'm shaking, and I pull it back. It strikes him in the back, and as it strikes him in the back, a faint glow emits from the blade and just unleashes the power that I put into it, and you'll see there's purple, there's you know, like blue lightning and flames kind of emitting out of the wound on his body, and it starts spreading, and then he just fucking explodes.
Oh god.
As this happens, the gore, the ichor, all of it spreads everywhere where Dalcom and his spiritual weapon are, with very little left besides what physical possessions he had on him. Suddenly, in a shift of like this kind of like magical dust next to you, Moros, Damocles appears. We must get out of here as soon as we can.
How the fuck did you get here?
I know. Did that scatter his remains, by the way? His items he was holding? The explosion?
So, like, his physical being is everywhere, but, like, all of his, like, everything he was carrying on him is relatively intact.
Okay.
I
just need to make sure nothing happened.
Damocles turns to you and says, I heard of the contents of which they were discussing, and I had to be here to see it for myself. And it helped confirm a little theory that I have going on. I have a base down here in Eden. You guys should come with me. I have something I need to tell you.
Did I hear the whole thing about Damocles being named by these people?
Only one person did. And that is Lloyd.
Okay, then yeah. Moros just got enough.
Go retrieve my blade. And as I get next, as I get near Damocles, I'm just going to look over at him and say, you're caught. You're compromised.
He's what?
You're compromised.
That's not what I thought he said.
I thought he called him a cunt.
I did too.
You're a cunt.
Compromised.
They know so who you are.
You see him get irritated. They know who I am. Great. That means
I'm an even bigger issue at hand. They're trying to break your father out of prison. And then I walk off, and I'm going to go get my sword.
Delcom's on his hands and knees, sifting through the fucking viscera for his blade.
You find it under his brain.
Mood sees, like, Dalcom visibly shudders when he picks up the weapon and like seems to calm down immensely.
All right.
Hey, Lloyd. Hi. That was a lot.
I'm gonna grab my sword and just walk off.
Good talking with you. Okay.
I'm gonna go back inside the building.
It is burning. It's a burning building. You want to go back in there?
Yes.
Oh my god, okay. Oh. You walk through the fire and flame. Your armor is very much fire resistant, but no one else is here. As you walk through the building.
I'm going to sit next to Graham.
Fuck. His body is very warm because of the fire that's encapsulating this building behind you.
I'm gonna dig into my pockets. And I'm gonna whip out two cigars. I'm gonna light them, and I'm gonna set one next to Graham, and I'm gonna take off my helmet. Take a hit. Well, I'd hope to share these with you at the end of all this. But I guess now is better than ever. Thank you, Graham. And I'm going to walk back out.
As you walk out of the building, cigar in tote, and the burning building behind you starts to crumple, collapsing under itself. Damocles looks at each of you, says, "It's my secret base isn't far from here. Come with me." And he starts running off, and you each follow Toe. After maneuvering some alleyways, he places his hand on a wall. It opens it up, and inside is just one room. One singular room, very simple in appearance. It looks like a place where one would plan a war, in fact. On the table, there's a map of Eden. On another table, there's a map of Eflar. You can see all these, like, pinpoints or, like, these, like, miniatures that represent, you know, people. What? You're not sure. But Damocles stands at the head of both tables. He takes off his top hat, removes the bandana from around his face, revealing himself to be Devlin Miller.
What a twist.
And he looks at each of you and he says, "No, I told you that I was here for a purpose, that they had some information on a theory that I have. I think I know who the spider is." And that's where we're going to end tonight's session. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of Tales of Lodrienth. It means the world to me that you took the time to watch this episode from front to start and are hearing this message from me now. I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything. We're going to continue to put out episodes as much as we can. I know episodes have been coming out a lot less sporadically, but I have a jiu-jitsu competition coming up. I've got a wrestling show coming up. By the way, if you want to, and you're in the Tampa Bay area, Bar Wars, one of the biggest wrestling promotions in Tampa, is coming back. I will be there. I will be present, and I am a part of the show. In what capacity? I cannot say, but use code LAW, L-A-W, at checkout if you wish to come and get a bit of a discount on your ticket. So hopefully I'll see you guys at the show. Show me some love. I'd love to get to know some of the people who listen to this show as well. So if you're a Tampa local, come see me. Come say hi. Want to give a special shout out to our patrons on Patreon, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochilone, and Annika Gross. Everything that you guys do, my patrons on Patreon, help me reinvest back into the show. I have put a lot of time into getting art done. I've bought some new software that I'm using to promote this show. So everything helps, and I love you guys so much. One more thing. I hope you have a fantastic day, and take it easy.